we've seen the most unproductive Congress in generations, and part of that has been because of the gridlock that's going on up in Washington, in particular in the House of Representatives. And it's vital that we have new members of Congress, that we have a fresh approach, that we have members who go to Washington to actually represent their constituents, to work together and build coalitions and actually deal and make the tough decisions that we have to do regarding our economy and dealing with our deficit and look to the future.
Ehrlich may be fighting an uphill battle to oust the more than 40-year congressional veteran. Young has nearly tripled Ehrlich's fundraising, and a poll over the summer had him leading 49% to 35%. But the Ehrlich camp is still holding out hope. In that same poll, of people who said they were sure who they were voting for, Young only led Ehrlich by 5 points. Ehrlich has repeatedly tried to debate her opponent, but Young hasn't been available. Regardless, Ehrlich is still confident that people are fed up with Young enough to vote for her.
We've got to have members who are people like myself, who've worked on both sides of the aisle, who are willing to go and stand up for not only their constituents, but to build coalitions with other members and make sure that work is actually being done, because we're not beholden to special interests or worried about just the next election and, you know, a book deal or what's going to happen to us at the next point, but that we're really there for the right reasons. And I've worked with those members of Congress when I was in Washington before, and it's amazing what can be done, and we still have the ability to do it, and that's really what needs to happen.